All right, this now another wonderful episode of NPFL Tatafo, where they come to you live on Football Republic podcast. And of course, you can feed the watch all of them live on YouTube, Spotify, and other podcast platforms. And make sure, see, once you enter, you click the subscribe button so that you will serve to get notifications when we drop every video every week as it is hot. For NPFL Tatafo, of course, we bring you every story concerning the Nigerian Professional Football League as it is hot. Yes, we still wait for the resumption of the second stanza of the 2020-2021 NPFL season. And that one only caused one or two kata-kata, you know, because of, say, we hear, say, CAF, don't they announce, say, they need their member associations to submit their team representatives for continental games on or before the 30th of June. And if you check your calendar today, now the 4th, I'll be the 5th day inside the month of May, and our league never starts. Whether we fit beat that deadline to submit representatives, now the thing we will talk about here today, and so many other issues, even as we count down to the resumption of the NPFL second stanza. Of course, I know they alone, then plenty here. We will follow talk to us today, even NPFL legend self day here today. So we'll just start off straight into the matter. Timmy, how you see him? Yes, last week we talk about the delay in the resumption of the second stanza of the league. Finally, the second stanza will start this weekend, as we expect last week. But then, that four-week break, we've been to talk about whether it been day necessary, you know, all this delay. Now, we don't hear message from CAF, say, on or before the 30th, member associations supposed don't send in their representatives for both the CAF Champions League and the CAF Confederations Cup.
This one a big problem, first off, for the LMC, because right now, they're going to need to meet up June 30,
yeah,
whether they like them or not. I understand, say, for the ITO Cup or the Federations Cup, whichever one you want to call them, they feel organized that one, chap sharp.
Yeah.
Bring out the winner. But for the league, we still get 19 matches to play. You know, if you play 19 matches in 8 weeks, it's not possible.
Yeah.
Except you won't kill the players.
Even if they play week in, midweek, weekend,
exactly,
and all that.
You won't kill the players.
Yeah. That.
And that one, and you know, say, Nigerian road, not too good for traveling right now.
Yes.
So if they tell teams, they made it travel these long, long distances within two days, it's not going to make sense. And the football itself, no go sweet. So I feel, say, at this point, at this junction,
yeah,
now I believe, say, LMC, they call meeting. From what I hear, they say they want me the 20 NPFL club chairmen may then discuss the way forward. And I feel, say, the only way forward right now is to play either a Super 6 or a Super 10.
See, we go back to that matter, Swore, because the last time with something like this happened, we end the league abruptly. Then we announce winner. And it not go down well with a lot of people. Last season, in fact, for the past 4 seasons or thereabout, we never run a complete 38-game calendar for two or so. And I remember saying, I think 2 seasons or thereabout, we get a bridge league.
Yeah.
Last season, Corona, a worldwide thing. And then all of this matter. So people don't even raise their concerns. Say, make they no go end this season now, send representative, because that representative need they give us a true reflection of who be the NPFL champions. Now we just say they won't call a meeting with the NPFL stakeholders or the club stakeholders. You think, say, that meeting no go likely end in a situation where last now representative will consent again?
You know the thing when I like about this whole scenario, when the thing first happened, people were like, it has never happened on Edof, not gonna happen again. But now you know this, you say Nigeria, unlike a lot of other countries, when we say they don't know how to deal with situations like this, we get multiple formats now and templates. I mean, just a couple of weeks ago, NBC, we just do the Nigerian Women Football League Super 6, and see the way we say tournament teams pop up. There are some teams that are great for tournaments, some of them they did great for regular long all season.
But this is supposed to be a league, not a tournament.
Cherekwano, now the science of the times, like I talked last week, we want to align, make the global calendar day in place so that what it go happen for Europe, we go still get on to for Africa, and same thing too for Nigeria.
Okay.
So I feel like it's a no-brainer. It's probably going to be a Super 6, but because Nigerian clubs for the men's side, they crease well, and the all-nine, they always the different pass. Like you rightly said to me, it will probably end up as a Super 10. So it will give those women, say, maybe their form drop and they're upsetting the 19 games, they go bounce back.
Okay.
It will be a bit different. And at then, let me say, I'm not even sure, say they're supposed to say alpha. The option is supposed to be between a 10 or a 6, because God punish them, say they try to appoint somebody again.
Yeah.
Like, say,
we scatter this table.
You know, table Pepper no go there. Grant said no go there.
See, but we know. Wait. I mean, no verse. Make I just chip this in. We know as the Nigerian league table today.
Yeah.
Sometimes the point where they separate best way number one and best way number 20, they reach 15 points.
They reach 15 points.
Do you get?
Yeah.
And we know say best way number 20 for week 19. The possibility they say
top 10.
Exactly. If we finish top 10. So if we bring up to top 10, top 6, top whatever, is it just
football
to those people?
Football now play waiting there in front of you. Now the one you don't play, now you they count.
Damn.
Now the last two times they talk about say Rivers and Enyimba, they never play. And now you see Rivers still beat Enyimba.
Exactly.
Because now the game when you don't play, now if you count. So for the games when they don't play, as far as I'm concerned, they get the best template right now. They feel runner easy. And you know what? Not, most people never even realize and say opportunity now. Because when I put them for central place, the way they do for the women now, Jebode. Let's say when I call Kanye and say, okay, would a Chris Mo try for testing? Or would a Chris Mo put them for Abuja? We go watch the match back to back. That means a lot of us go finally get to watch a lot of Nigerian football matches without problem. You not go complain say you travel, I travel. Because after all, for Yankee people had to play in a bubble. NBA initially started this season in a bubble. People now they travel. So if you give them 4 weeks now, 3 weeks now, it's okay. All of them now will be top 10.
But that one where they start for bubble, place. They start them from the scratch, the beginning of the season.
The bubble one, just like the way they take complete this last league. A lot of European clubs, some say complete their last season. Now bubble they take play, they not start from scratch. They continue where they left off. So if you know what, when I won't play Super 10, that now 5-5 games. Abi?
Now see the situation. Now see the situation
cheaper.
Now. Enyimba been get 4 outstanding games, yeah? Enyimba don't play 1 against Rivers United. They don't lose. So, meaning say the possibility exists, say, if Enyimba play their remaining 3 outstanding games, then get 1 today against FC Enyimba, say they fit lose the remaining 3. The possibility there. But if we end the league now, just like we end up the last time, we go calculate Enyimba winning ratio with waiting EB now. So, that likelihood of them losing the next 3 games will be totally wiped out. And Enyimba will stand at advantage in case of the same percentages.
A Super 10 not be calculation of the games.
You go take the top 10.
Now the games when they don't play,
they count. Enyimba don't play the outstanding games. They don't play Rivers United.
Yes.
They play
Enyimba today.
I still feel, say, looking at the table, because I don't try to check out the table. And if you say Super 6 right now, Enyimba no go to Super 6. That's the problem. Enyimba no go to Super 6. So that's why.
No, what if they bring that argument of weighted points per game? Because they go
feel
argue. Enyimba never play as much games as the others.
And then maybe they go with Enyimba play their games finish.
Because
right now, if you look teams from fourth, okay, make I even say from fifth,
yeah.
Now 30 points them get, and now just 2 points separates them, or 3 points now separate them and 10th. Happy Hours will get 27 points.
3 points, Abi.
3 points
from the top to 10th position. Now what did I talk before?
No, from
top four.
From top five, actually.
Top ten.
3 points. So they be. That's how close.
If you won't pick out only 6. From this top 10, no problem.
Because
it seemed like Abia was going to say, I didn't get there.
Exactly.
Let me say, if you draw a leg from what the Aisha Fallo they do for the Nigerian Women Football League, now my head is this. Women, we they work out. Anyway, Sha, if you draw a leg from
what
the women do, nah, no brainer. If you look the table, it's even credit to Enyimba say they're number 7, I think, on that table.
Yeah.
Even with their outstanding game and the fact that they even lose to Rivers. So, I mean, do a top 10 is basic. Because honestly speaking, I did not wake up to come and watch Adamawa United for. I'm sorry.
All right.
Now the best quality people.
Like I tell you now before, we get MPFL player and legend. We don't play the league several seasons. We don't play for Enyimba Football Club. Abu Azizi, they are with us. So, Abu, we want to know from a player perspective. 2018, we end the league abruptly because we take a break because of the World Cup, quote and unquote. And after the World Cup, we get that crisis, top NFF crisis and all of that. So now, 2018, league no complete. 2019, a breeze league. 2020, corona season. Now, 2021, from a player angle, how una siam when una no complete league? I don't see so many players so many times complain, say, Nigeria, the only league way. You go play preseason before you start, play preseason during season, play preseason before you end. How do you see the matter?
Yeah,
from players' angle, more
here. I am so disappointed because for a very long time now, many things they happen for the Nigerian league were not supposed to happen.
Okay.
And we go boil on to be see, he gets some people where they position where them not supposed to be.
Okay.
Because if something happened once, If you call I'm saying a mistake. If the thing continue to happen, it means say it be like say them purposely they do those things. Mm. Because how a country like Nigeria with the caliber of players within Nigeria, with the good teams within Nigeria, we know they fit complete league. You not get anything where you take away from LMC, NFF to fit, sit down well, plan the league well. Mm. If now only 10 teams go fit play this
ready
league,
to play. Yeah.
Play this league.
Yeah.
Instead of 20 teams they play, and at the end of the day,
yeah,
we know they fit meet up with European
calendar, or even CAF calendar.
CAF calendar, mm. We know they fit meet up. Mm. I don't blame CAF with the information we then pass out. I don't blame them. Because them get them own plan, and this mm-hmm. is how they want to do it.
But you know, the funny thing here, for even this CAF calendar, by that June 30th, CAF calendar never complete.
But now, what thing they want to do? So, okay. Nigeria,
I just want to see your representative.
They won't see them.
Nothing concerned them.
They won't see your representative because,
as long as every other country go present the two or three clubs we go represent
and
them.
Abu, uh-huh.
Nigeria
Abu,
needs to do them.
Sorry to cut you. The truth be say, you talk say CAF, and maybe they will get. They go play qualifiers
mm-hmm.
from July mm-hmm. ending mm-hmm. because the qualifiers that from qualifiers they go use enter people will go the CAF Confederations Cup
mm-hmm.
and from there they will come pick the final 16 we go play for inside the group stage.
Not only Nigerian league get these issues.
I know.
Some member associations, still get the problem
but,
of maybe not running the league to an end before 30th.
This one MPF at Tatafo. Mm-hmm. We know they do other leagues.
Mm-hmm. Ah!
That's the truth.
No. As a consigned CAF.
It's not special. It's not other people.
Yes.
It concerns Nigeria because say this thing that some people say they're supposed to don't plan. Mm-hmm. Why are they talk like this? We say, even last year when they start the league. Now because mm-hmm. the minister said they start the league that December, now mm-hmm. they make them start the league.
So yes. The league never ready to start when
exactly.
this starts.
That part of this will talk
now,
last year.
I talk,
anytime
say,
when they fix dates, they will start
people,
that day.
It gets some people where they position where they're not supposed to, and the thing they cause so many problems.
For league management.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Also, if you look this season, all of a sudden I just hear say they won't go mid-season break.
Mm.
I didn't play the league well.
Yeah.
I know if you remember the last time we will go
mid-season break.
Mm. I know if you remember the last time.
Mm.
Then if you look and say we know to get plenty time. I expect make them they rush the league they go instead
yeah.
of that break.
Mm, 2 weeks safe or 1 week they okay for the break.
Like that break where them get them no even need any break at that period because we don't already the short time that time.
Mm.
So they need to just continue to they rush the game so that the league may I don't already calculate say at the end of the day league go end maximum June, July maximum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But with this 2 weeks break with them give.
More we don't need 4 weeks.
We don't pass 2 weeks now.
Uh-huh.
It is very, very clear. See, even if them go continue the second stanza this weekend, before the league go end, it go reach August ending.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not supposed to be like that.
See my challenge.
And once uh-huh. them say the league go end that time August ending. No surprise, say ah, yes, 1 or 2 weeks, the same team can't resume again.
Let me
challenge now, eh? Because mm-hmm. get onto what you talk when we say, actually, not true, but I don't have to go with the same rhetoric of, hey, God, Oyibo, mm-hmm. thank you. Give my shake, thank you. Oyibo,
Oli.
The rhetoric on the like the carry come say, mm-hmm. when they calculate in time,
yeah.
They get some people when we say they for some kind of places. I don't have to talk about them, honestly speaking. So, what I want to look and say, guy, you know, say you they play football. You know, say football get the certain times in the month for the year when we say whether go cast them, whether you did for North Africa, South Africa, West
yeah.
Africa, Nigeria.
Yeah.
You already know say na say they be.
Okay.
You already know say it's like ready to write exam.
Mm.
So you go calculate your doing to meet up with jam.
That is LMC.
So when LMC. Now that part, now we say they always they fuck my head up every fucking time because every time when they go put this thing, suddenly they'll come bring the time to come like ah, if like, we not calculate this thing later,
mm-hmm.
If like, we not calculate this thing, mm-hmm. if you don't feel calculate time,
yeah.
then why are you there?
Okay,
exactly. Because now human elements,
yeah.
you put time, but for now,
yeah.
if we they take this one, this stanza of beginning,
mm-hmm.
obviously we need to fall back. And the fallback, I go see suggest, they may they take the road of the Nigerian Women Football League. Women Football League not reached 20 before, so that's why they play Super 6 and the bag. So we won't get 20 to a Super 10.
All right. See, going forward, still talking about representatives for this time around for the CAF Confederations Cup. Last year, we no play our own version of the FA Cup, will be the Federations Cup, ITU Cup,
they're
as we did call them. Last year, we know plan. They just send the winners of 2019 will be Kano Pillars.
Mm.
Now, we will still need a representative for CAF Confederations.
They're not going to send Kano Pillars again.
Exactly.
Why you so, say they're not going to send
Kano Pillars?
Why are they going to send Kano Pillars?
that's again, because why they send them before?
See, well, you know, they send them because
why they send them last year?
No,
COVID-19.
COVID, understandable.
The same reason female girls send them.
No, COVID, no, they.
Okay, I don't think they will take part. Now, with the hearsay, they plan to make the CAF the ITO Cup this year a breeze. 36 teams. And you know the beauty of the ITO Cup sometimes. Now, when you find teams like Arugo FC, mm-hmm. when you find teams like Zamunga. Citadel FC, Jamunga FC, get one for me name that time where we were here. You understand? Those teams, because the ITO Cup, the Federation's Cup, they start from the state level. Grassroots. You understand? Yeah. You play Federation's Cup for state level, state league, super league, we call it super league and all of that.
You qualify, then two teams qualify
for the National Federation's Cup. So we get as much as 64 teams. Now they just want to bring them down to 36.
So you
how you go for... take select? No, how you want to take select now the 36? Have you go just restrict them to the MPFL now and the NNL?
You go set them based on the federal capital territories and the states. All the states represent with one team. It's as simple as that.
How you want to know the people who represent Lagos now?
It depends on the states.
Many fight.
It's not supposed to be like that.
The truth of the matter be say, if now one more they fight all this fight, we're not going to give that representative where we say CAF defined by June 30.
Bam.
Now, you talk say Arugu FC. When last year say Arugu FC win the FA Cup?
Bam.
Because all the team, like, now, make a tell something Benji, now for Port Harcourt.
Benji.
You get when it been busy for Port Harcourt. No, make a just give you a
example. The truth of the matter be say, every FA Cup winner has always been in the Premier League. True or false?
To me, see.
True or false?
Most times, yes.
So what are we saying here?
Let me tell you. SKE Football Club of Port Harcourt for FA Cup.
The Dolphins.
I've been at Rivers United. Knock them out. Guys, enter field, stop the match. So most times for this FA Cup, they frustrate the small teams. Now remember that man where enter. Make I tell you why you know they see them win the FA Cup. Remember when somebody enter field for Newi? Carry ball, come out. Now, because a non-league side, they beat a league side for FA Cup. So that's the reason why you know they see them. You know they see all these Citadel, SKE, when go around, be never turn MPFL side. Then they go through that same profession, that same frustration. See, because it must always be Sharks and Dolphins. Always. That's the reason why they see all these things.
The only example we don't give in for tackles.
Okay, maybe I give you for Lagos.
Okay, give me for Lagos.
Maggie,
for Lagos.
If then talk say Lagos day now, if they say for Lagos now,
apart from MFM,
you go say they bring MFM, Abi.
No, I'm not going to say they bring MFM.
I want to tell you today,
no.
Smart FC. Smart City FC.
No, I'm telling you about the team.
Smart City FC. Mr. Zulu get that team. Mm. He then cash MFM. They flog MFM well.
I totally agree.
That is the best team in league.
I agree with you. But here with team, they talk. And then they talk, say, make NFF or whoever choose the team. No, the states now get the right to push out the team.
So then sentiments go coming. How they will pick up
people? Then sentiments go coming.
You get FA Cup. Because we did very, very, how go you put them now? Very, very peculiar time. So we say we need to pick a winner between now and June.
Yeah.
We don't need to go around say we want to play state FA Cup, local FA Cup, or whatever.
So
no.
The teams will have to suffer for the incompetence of the organizers.
Yes. Is that simple?
Okay. I'm okay with that.
So Smurf, what are you talking that? Make the responsibility for clubs when they go play. Mm-hmm. Make it come from
the state FA.
Yes. What?
But then sentiment sit there. Yeah.
Personally speaking, I am fucking tired of seeing the NPFL teams in this FA Cup.
Exactly.
Give that option to the lesser league. Because FA Cup, honestly, when they set them up now for opportunity for the smaller sides to go toe-to-toe, 11 man like me versus 11 man like you. So make them make them.
That's why they call it the cup of the upset.
Maybe say this jam, may not be for people when we say be art or science student. May give her to commercial. Give her to the local side. Give her to the lesser side.
Copa de Rey. Copa de Rey this year, and Barcelona win them. FA Cup this year, and Leicester City or Chelsea go win them. So what will they talk about?
That is my
To me, now the same Copa del Rey where Alcoyano knocked out Real Madrid, Abi.
True.
Yes. So
when did they win?
It doesn't matter.
Who winner?
No. Matter.
Sorry, I will make my point. The point why they make, and then they talk say, this thing will continue forever. No. We are in peculiar times. We need to pick an FA Cup winner.
What did make us enter peculiar times for this season?
Why must we always wait to get to this period?
Peculiar times.
NFL, LMC, all of them. Shed and they wait, make calf give them this kind of information where they give
we
them
don't know the problem
to plan the Abu. Why Shawa, them know they plan Abu, the FA Cup since
Abu, yeah. Abu Shawa, mm-hmm. we don't know the problem.
Yeah.
We see a debate about the problem.
Why this problem continue to happen?
Now the solution will fight.
Right, give us solution
the solution when me and they talk. Now say right now, I don't want to see Arugu FC or whoever inside the FA. No. I don't want to see them.
But
because wait, sorry, because
we want to see Umuahia national for continent.
Abu,
may they go disgrace Nigeria.
The reason why I talk so be say, like it or not. Arugu FC, if they by chance win, go represent Nigeria,
yes,
our points go drop.
Why
they don't go far? They don't go far.
Why you thought they don't go far?
They don't go far.
Why they look down on them, man?
Wait, you don't
say
player. No, because first off,
they don't get support.
They don't get financial support.
Okay.
They don't get financial stability.
Exactly.
They don't get records. Say their feet carry team go as far as group stages of the CAF
competition. What if we
it don't mean anything?
See, LMC do something last year.
Yeah.
Everybody come out to the shout, say, why then give Eniba the chance to go represent Nigeria for CAF Champions League and give Rivers CAF Confederation Cup? Today, this year, we are seeing the result. Eniba don't the quarterfinals.
Rivers
United, they know the quarterfinals.
Rivers United, they use their hand, mess up themselves.
What thing they talk now, say, so that we're not going to lose, if at all we won't bring out winners, so that we're not going to lose our coefficients for inside the CAF competitions.
Yes.
You
will never know.
Bring out your best.
Listen now. May I give you another example.
You don't go tell me, say, one more thing for Abba.
Timmy, wait.
Okay, calm down.
They beat them well.
Timmy, now listen. When Leicester City win the league, it shock everybody, right?
Bam.
That first season for the UEFA Champions League, they play quarterfinal.
Bam.
Okay.
The first season.
Leicester City UEFA, budget and Arugu FC budget.
No, same.
When Arugu FC,
KFA, the Flogos.
Kwara United.
KFA, the
Kwara
Flogos.
Kwara Football Academy, Abi.
Yes.
Kwara, see.
The Flogos. APS, the Flogos.
Abu, to testify to this the way you talk. And they tell Sawa some weeks ago when we do that.
Quara,
their structure makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, Quara, you talk so.
Yes.
Now, Quara, what is the Lagos?
Many things now.
No.
Smart City, the Lagos.
No, no.
And they have a very, very good
city. Abu, understand me.
You mentioned Quara FA.
Yeah.
Quara Football Academy.
Mm-hmm.
If Quara Football Academy qualify, enter final of the Federation Cup, I get believe, say, the Quara State government will support them. But if Arugu.
They will support who?
They will support Quara Football Academy.
Yes.
So but now, if Arugu so FC enter final, who will support them?
Now, basically.
They support. Tell me.
They need to support them.
Who will support them? Wait, now. Wait, please, I get your point. Now, normally for law, they go say, make we no sacrifice justice on the altar of technicalities. So, what do they talk now? They say, we're going to need to sacrifice talent, fantastic raw talent on the altar of, say, nobody will sponsor them.
Truth of the matter, we say.
So
wait now.
If a team like Smart FC, where they talk now, win Lagos State FA.
May
go,
they win, let them go.
Go represent Niger for.
Go.
Where they
go? Me and you know, say they no go get money.
Why you thought they no get money?
Who wants sponsor them now?
Okay, no wahala.
Why you go say they don't get money?
That you want sponsor them?
You know the best way get Smart FC.
Who gets Smart FC?
Mr. Zulu.
Who get them?
SA.
How much you get?
Abe Bros.
Na me dey pocket.
No. Now showcasing of the grassroots talent.
You know, but right now we need a winner.
Allow the lady. This year, we want a winner. The idea of FA now say make the local boys for the less stellar leagues make they get opportunity to know what in competitive tournaments be.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't take them away from them all because of one technicality
the incompetence of the organizers.
Organize as incompetent. You know what? It's not our problem. Una don't do the one we do last year. Una give out to well-known clubs.
Yeah.
Now, opportunity don't come again.
Yeah.
Give out to the less known one. Mm. Because even the well-known one, you know, win confederation. Not be dance with the dance Makosa simply because Rivers managed to...
Canopillas, they flock canopillas. They say, they don't go beat SKE like that.
My thinking is the so-called best that we have, they never still even win the tournament in how many opportunities they don't get. Mm. So give out to the lesser... The so-called lesser.
The lesser, who will sponsor them?
Our league champions come up. Okay, guys, make we leave this matter.
Sponsorship
we leave this
not
matter.
The problem, oh.
Now, so we'll leave this matter, guys.
Because if they get them, so
FC. Who will give him money?
So, guys, now the matter. Now, so the matter take be. For the ITO Cup, we here say maybe we will get an abridged tournament of 36 teams as against the normal state finals and then 64 teams, round of 64 and all of that. So, make we see how it will happen. Whether the sponsors themselves, whether they will fit, even still put money down for this year edition. Whether it will still be ITO Cup, we will wait to see. But for now, as it stands now ITO Cup. So after that one, we will see one thing where you suppose nobody say the top two teams for Nigerian League, they go straight to the CAF Champions League. The third for the table, they go straight automatically to the CAF Confederations Cup. Then the winner of the Federations Cup or the ITO Cup, nine go make them the complete four. Before, they mean shut our slots to 1-1. But thank God, say our slots don't come back to 2-2. So as we talk, match day 20, they start
today.
You know
the reason why you come back to 2-2?
Na coefficient, yes. Oh, na coefficient.
How is they come back?
To me, because Eimba progressed too far for
thank
the competition. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
So now, so the matter take B. The fixtures for this week, as the game they start, Eimba play against Rivers United and then lose. Sunday, they tune within first league goal. For Rivers United, in fact, in first league goal in as many over like 2 years or thereabout. So 85th minute, so then beat them.
Sometimes Ingo just travel most times. So he never did too consistent.
You got to remember, I said that Happy Warriors injury, and he'll make him day out for a very,
very long
time.
Now against Rivers.
Yeah, we ain't getting
against Rivers.
We ain't getting
United. Nine gets that injury.
That's not supposed to cast him.
So I saw that they change with the only goal in the 85th minute. Nine give Rivers United a victory over the People's Elephants, Eimba. And talking about Eimba, they still get three outstanding games. And after that, this weekend, Najigawa Golden Stars go start off with Lobi Stars, and after that, this now the games where we get Rivers United will play against Dakada FC, we will get Akwa United up against Sunshine Stars, Adamawa will play Heartland, and then Plateau United will play Abia Warriors, Warriors will play against Kano Pillars, and Eimba will play Enugu Rangers, the main Oriental Derby, one of the main Oriental Derbies this week. Katsina United will play Wiki Tories, Nasarawa United will play Kwara United, FC Fine Bar against MFM. Guys, make a look at this game. What will be your peak game for this week?
Eimba versus Enugu Rangers.
Yeah. Okay.
That happened to be one of the biggest match for the weekend and for the second stanza of the league. I believe say the two teams are big teams, and for Enugu Rangers, then chairman Davidson Owumi, na person will be say him know they like make a team like Eimba.
Maybe LMCC or now.
Yeah. Him know they like make a team like Eimba, Rivers United, make them win them for match. They pin a mental bone well.
Yep, right.
So Ingo. Yes.
But what do you mean options? Yeah, this match they plan for Aba.
Yeah, nah, Aba they will plan, but at the same time, if two big teams like that they play, all the players where they fit now, matured players, big players, home advantage no go too tell for the game, because most of the Enugu Rangers player don't play for Eimba before.
Yep.
So them they used to themselves, them they used to the ground. So the home advantage no go too tell. I expect a very, very close tie.
If I tell you to call this one, because I see you do most times, you do predict predictions on your social media.
If you don't tell me, make I predict that match, I no go fit talk, say, straight win for Eimba. But if just, but one thing why they very, very sure, be say, at least two goals go there that match.
Oh,
that is for people they play bets.
Okay, to me, the struggling teams so far, second stanza don't start. I think Adamawa United still need to get a couple of points, you know, to help their cause this season. They play against Heartland Football Club, and then we see that game between Plateau United and Abia Warriors. Apart from that Enugu Rangers and Eimba game, which other games will you look forward to?
Well, you talk about big games. Yeah. You guys look at Nasarawa United and Kwara United. That is first against sixth.
Yeah, yeah.
And for Nasarawa United, they've been get one time recently and start the season on fire. They win matches, they win away from home and stuff like that. But for Kwara United, the joy for me, and I say, surprise, surprise, they top the league.
Yeah.
And like I talked last week.
The structure.
They get structure now, and they don't get experienced coach.
Experienced coach.
And Abu go always testify with me, say, if you get better coach, you go always get team where you say go fee win for you if you the coach understand the league.
The players Abdullah, as well.
Exactly. Abdullah before understand the league. Yeah. He understand what team day to win matches. And right now that's why they put them for number one position on top of the table. So I look forward to that match between Nasarawa United and Kwara United. I want to see how it go because now just about 2 or 3 points now they separate that first and sixth. So I feel say now one of the games where you say you guys look towards to and also play two United Abia Warriors.
Yeah, that 100%.
I suspect plenty goals for that match.
Yes, at least. Very, very sure.
Because Abia Warriors, remember, say we don't talk Abia, now them be the highest scoring side for the league. Abia Warriors,
they not start the season well, but when they come later pick up, Abia Warriors happen to be team where we say even if them go away, they very, very sure say they must score.
Abia
Warriors platoon a very big match
as well. After they give.
Imama three-match ultimatum.
Now, you don't play for a team where they give you a coach ultimatum before. And usually, when if you don't play for a team where they give you a coach ultimatum, waiting una, they tell yourself as a player.
Yeah, you get something where we say, are they always they talk about a player-coach
relationship. Okay.
Maybe that period where they give them that ultimatum, now that time, in decide to call the players together, say, I beg, Mo, do this job.
May I save my job. Okay.
Then maybe he gets some things we him know they do before we him begin they do. Or he gets some things we him they do before we him got stopped. Because I believe, see, all the players we start the season, we know they do well now. Now, then still they the team now, where they perform. So, there must have been changes in the team as a whole. We make those results begin to come out.
So, that question, that's where people always talk, say, the players need to play for the coach. You as a player, you fit tell us, say, yes, this thing they happen, say, players, they go do it. They say, this coach, we want me to sack him, so we go play anyhow.
It did everywhere now, 100%. It gets us, me as a player now, if you be my coach, you get the kind way where you go to treat me as a player or you be coach now. I feel no go fit the 100% happy to the play for you. For instance, may I give this instance for you. You get one coach for this Nigeria League, for this MPFL.
Yeah.
If you be in player, you want enter field for training or for match, you carry your perfume, body spray, use the spray. The player, the coach go tell you, I say, you feel too big. Say which kind of player now you be? Say you know be serious player.
Just because so say you just apply deodorant.
You apply perfume. You apply your body spray.
And now if you make another play for match,
you go say you know be serious player.
Okay.
Say you two they do nyaga.
You they make it shakara.
Once a coach see me say I know be serious player like that. Me as a player I know go be very comfortable because they look say anything where I do.
Pressure.
This coach must give me wahala. That kind of a coach now, if I can't enter field, do one mistake now. Coach fee just
you go, see go newspaper
say, na perfume player. If he call you name, say perfume player, you as a player now, you know you will be 100% happy to the play. I also won't give another example now.
Yeah.
I don't play under one coach for this Nigeria League. If me and you, they play the same position, no, our four like this, we play the same position. Unless work on they do well at that period.
Now she didn't inform.
But we play the same position. Our four are strikers. Our four can't this table now. The coach they pass. He no go greet our three.
He go call Swo.
Come and tell you something. He just whisper for Swo here. Tell him what he won't tell him. Our three, if we greet them, we no go answer us.
Just they create disunity.
No, now tell me how our three will remain now. Tell me how we go take day comfortable happy.
Play for them.
And that same coach, no, say one way or the other, in they bring disunity between our three and Swo.
Yeah.
In they bring disunity between we and him himself. Now, some of this problem, now some coaches they get for the MPFL.
So when I get chance to pass for Swo for match, and I no go pass.
I go pass before. I go pass now.
So the team will suffer.
It not concern me. I don't say at the end of the day, mid-season, if you just reach now, me they tell me, say, Abu, carry your career, we don't want you again.
Exactly.
Now, this thing when you talk, maybe one of the best things for me about this Abia Warriors and the way they don't turn the script for themselves, because now the man management quality, a lot of coaches, when they call coaches for Nigeria, now just man management, they savvy, not the technical side.
Okay.
They'll just do vibes initially. But you see, Imama, maybe one of the reasons why they say APC, the guy really sleep up. Because initially, in the corner, like star boy, that is how he, or Oyibo goes in a visage.
You know that time when Kong talk, say Nigerian players need a fit, understand tactics.
Okay, then maybe come, change up for them. Go there, do there. Wait a bit.
Whether your tactics book,
you know, your tactics book.
Okay. Okay, what do you make from that statement?
That particular statement, it brings so many problems.
Exactly.
Because as a coach, I don't expect you to talk, say, Nigerian players no understand tactics. Nigerian players understand
where you win legal.
Because this same Nigerian, this same Nigerian players, Naim, the same coach, take win league with Enugu Rangers.
Exactly.
And how come all of a sudden they don't understand? I don't understand.
All right, guys, maybe for want of time.
Sorry, what I would talk down. All right, maybe the thing about Imama when we say bust my brain. The fact is, if he come out, walk back from that. Now we actually had to think about what he said before. That was the only thing one they think about. But now, indoor they give us new level. Indoor they show us, say, I feel go up, I feel crisp, I feel calm, I feel humble, I feel calm. That's why most of us go look this plateau game now, and we know say goals go yakpa. I believe say Abia was with carry, but me personally, I dey look out for Aqua United versus Sunshines.
Fantastic.
Sunshines were doing a very, very good up and down, but they were up. No. I like trouble. I'm here for the drama.
They never pay the Sunshine Stars money
for many months.
They owe their salary.
How many months? All right. So that's all the matter. Be Aimba. By the way, to me, be the make case for them say. Anytime whether they send them as representatives or did they do things
did
to favor them,
did
they go far? Did they make case for themselves? And once again, they mean do
will not be their best rights. Well, that people
exactly. We know.
We understand. But did they justify
you
that favoritism?
No, not worry. I rather Arugo.
You know, did they justify that favoritism? Then qualify for the next round of the CAF Confederations Cup, the knockout stage, where they go play against FC Pyramids of Egypt. Pyramids, they don't be strangers to Nigerian football. Pyramids don't play against Enugu Rangers before. And of course, North African opposition. Not be strangers to Nigerian MPFL teams. So now, aim at the play Pyramids, and if they progress past that round, they go meet people who win for Orlando Pirates their game too. But for now, we'll concentrate on the quarterfinal between Aimba and Pyramids. For that game, Nasiru Lulisema Nain scored the only goal in the 95th minute of that encounter for Aba. That game starts around 10 p.m. and Aimba just need one goal to take qualify. Aimba get that goal through Nasiru Lulisema, and the match end 1-0. Aimba beat Orlando Pirates. Aimba and Orlando Pirates now then qualify for the quarterfinals from that group, and fantastic one for the People's Elephant. But now here the job start. Last time out, Aimba stopped for the quarterfinal stage of the CAF Confederations Cup, and this time they did the quarterfinal stage again, and they did meet a northern opposition, Pyramids. Abu, I don't talk with MPFA player with him. He said they go play for Omdurman because of the chant and the crowd. Inofi trap ball, a baller saying Inofi trap ball. The intimidation anytime when I go North Africa. Waiting they happen to now anytime when I go North Africa.
Maybe now me tell you that himself.
I
once played against Etoile du Sahel, Eyimba versus Etoile du Sahel, and from the minute we reach Tunisia, I'd already the fear. And I start that match.
Based on
the way they will take frustrate you. Now from airports they don't frustrate you. They come as soon as they land. Bus suppose on the outside, we go pick on her from airport, reach hotel direct. We did for that airport, they wait for bus like 4-5 hours.
Okay.
That's a way to frustrate you. Because they know say psychologically you don't already the vex.
Yeah.
Because this is what they are supposed to do. The bus suppose don't they there. They don't use that one frustrate us. We can't they go hotel. Them go purposely block all the old road. Something where you suppose just pass. VI to Lekki.
If you
go past Ikorodu, to they come the Lekki way they go. Way to frustrate you. We won't go train a day before the match. As we day for field, they train. Then fans go there for outside. Climb up. They go the stone on direct
shit,
stone.
Man.
Direct stone. If it touch you, it touch you. You know, consign them. So psychologically,
We don't lose.
We don't already they worry with the vex.
We don't lose
with
the
fear. That they trust. We know if we train for like 20, 30 minutes. Thank God, say we get chairman. We'll be saying, know one or two people. I just make one or two calls, then stop all those people. We finally train that day. But with the field, they train. Them, they. Oh, this them touch.
Yeah.
Now they carry the
laser.
You know, go fit see well.
Yeah, for night.
That is for training, you know.
Yeah.
Match day never reach.
Come to talk of the main match day.
Now, on a norm, if you get match against any team, your hotel is not supposed to pass, let's say, 30 minutes
away from the stadium.
Yeah.
The place where we go lodge for a place will be like 3 hours.
Fuck shit, man.
From the stadium.
Like they play for Teslim, go lodge for Ibadan.
Badagry.
Fuck go lodge shit, for, man.
Just because we won't avoid these people. They go come your hotel, they can't make noise, blah, blah, they can't disturb. Now, a way to destabilize your team be that. Mm. So, all these North African teams, all of them, then get them way of frustrating opponents.
But when they come here, will they do them like that?
Will they do them well now? Because we will be good people, but them.
Okay, will they do them well?
Will
they treat them well?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why any North African team, if they won't play against a Nigerian team, for instance, them they first like to come your home.
I tell you, see?
If they come play for your home first,
yeah.
Then go try as much as possible to draw the game. Yeah. Or worst case, you win them 1-0.
Okay.
If they go their home, they go frustrate you.
So now these things now then they get
now then gimmicks
explain.
Be that. Now then gimmicks be that and now then way of putting fear into opponents. Try. Okay, day of match can't reach a Yimba Etoile de Sahel for a way. We won't enter dressing room. After we don't use like 5 hours inside moto, they block all the road. We go past long journey. We reach stadium, we won't enter dressing room. You get waiting then spray. Inside dressing room. If you inhale that thing, you go just the tire. You go the weak. You know if you play. We know if you use dressing room, we sit down for outside, change. Dress. As we won't enter feed more, go warm up. Now so they're the stone. He gets one of our FA for Imba. We follow us go. Now him the stone first touch. I thank God, so no be player.
Ta.
Pia. Blood.
Pia.
So you as a player now, okay. You won't enter feed, go play, but you won't go warm up.
Yeah.
Then throw stone. You dodge at me, touch FA.
You don't see blood.
You as a player, psychologically, you don't be fear. We can't enter field. That center circle, more run, go pray. We do where we pray. Then players, so then carry ball, come. Carry ball, the partial ball.
All right, okay, Abu.
People won't play against.
We go like to continue this story, but then again, next time before you say Nigerian teams need a fit win against North African teams, these are some of the things where they go through before they play against North African teams. But then they say Nigerians now one of the most hospitable people in the world. But even though say that statement now, come on damn now because hospitality they start with ourselves, and in recent times. We need a show, say we like ourselves, self to start with. But any which way, now so the matter take be, anybody don't enter the CAF Confederations Cup, any which way is away, my brother. Anybody don't enter the CAF Confederations Cup, we're going to wish them well against Pyramids of Egypt, and we're going to hope, say, they will get the job done and maybe progress to the semi-final of that competition and maybe go on to win the competition for the first time in their history. Since they rename them CAF Confederations Cup.
You know what, club first, you
know
the entire dance.
You know, no. I mean, if you don't reach this stage of the competition, waiting remain again.
The only thing I will talk about is they do their team of the week for CAF Confederation. And
yeah.
I was very impressed when they put John Noble and then this Sheriff Fabi Eshara. We did their goalkeeper too for Pyramids.
Yeah.
So I already know, say, the contest between both goalkeepers, it go very bangy, it go sweet.
All right.
So are they excited for that one?
All right, so now so the matter go take beer. But before we wrap up episode 3 of the show today, you know, so we always dedicate a segment to our star boy. And of course, our star boy for this episode 3, now Cyril Olisema. The man was called the 95th minute goal. You know the thing about Cyril Olisema, that particular game, maybe if for no plan, if you say Austin Oladapo been day very fit or been day available to play that match, but then in play that match and in take advantage of that match, he make him count 95th minute banger and now that goal, now he send them. Abu, you don't play with Cyril before. Tell us about our star boy for this week.
Very, very good player. Very, very intelligent player. Mm-hmm. Just last season, nine get most assists for the MPFL. The same season where we know finish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now very, very interesting. In know what in they do. Once in day for that midfield. The most important thing for your midfielder now, just they feed your strikers.
Yeah.
So the team really help him. And unfortunately, I don't know what in the coach see. Mm-hmm. This season, all of a sudden, Cyril will not be starter again.
Exactly, on the card bench.
No be starter again. The second half, him begin to enter. Now the coach,
now the quality of his
boys
when he
but gets I believe, see, they get so many good players for the team. There is also Dayo Ojo from Sunshine, with and sign. And Tony Omaka as well. So they get so many creative players for middle. And just like you talk, Sawa, assuming, say, Austin, they start that match last week.
Cyril no for play.
Cyril for no start that match. But he get as God take the doing thing. God take the blessing picking. The guy they serving God well. No be in toss to make Austin get suspension.
Yeah.
they give him opportunity to play and then utilizing chance. And that goal winning score at least don't give the coach a mindset or a thought about starting him for the next match, because him go be one player where they go feel
he start their last match against Rivers United.
Yes,
he get to start because he's running off the ball for this boy, Olisema, and everyone. I'm sorry for cutting.
Yeah.
He's running off the ball.
Off the ball, said, very intelligent.
Because the first time I saw him was when he was in MFM, one of the few games when we say, I think then he was still MFM captain before he can go aqua, before he can consign. So he running off the ball. Now, just say, as age they come, if he don't run too as fast, but now intelligent positioning, that's how Inter scored that ball.
Every other player go to believe, say, Tosin go intercept that ball. Whether not dummy Tosin do
or not mistake
or not Tiao in Tiao, I don't know.
I love it.
But so many other players no go anticipate, see that as anticipate that run with Siri will make for that place.
Yeah.
So now I make me Tosin a very intelligent player. I make.
Mm. All right. Okay, so Nadia will draw the curtains for today's edition of MPFL 34. Shout out to Cyril Olisema as our star boy for episode 3. Remember, it's episode 1, Anayo Iwala. Last week, of course, we get Ulisa Ndao of Akwa United. And this week, now Cyril Olisema, who will be our star boy for next week. Very big shout out to all of now. We don't make any date with us today. No forget, say you fit the watch MPFL 34.
Why you cut out when you say you date? Know? I know they trust our.
Is that what
you don't wear coats now, don't they say date? They
okay, because I have a
you
date.
Shine your I shine your eyes after now.
Make a date after.
You don't blink again.
The every week, subscribe. We do on Spotify, we do on YouTube. This, na MPFL 34. Bye bye. Football Republic.